Alan Bay. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. The fun of live radio once in a while and technology and connecting all these things. But we got it figured out. We got Laura Stanfield. You learned all about, or at least some about, the Homebuyers Roundtable of Dane County. And there's a whole bunch more, again, at homebuyersroundtable.org. So a great organization right here in our community. Again, homebuyersroundtable.org. Now we turn our attention to our good friend and sponsor of the show, Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. Sue, how are you?
I am doing great, Jason. How are you this morning?
Okay, I'm doing fine. And, you know, there's still a lot of things happening. It seems like we have you back every month, and we do, but some of these themes continue on, Sue, so we have to keep talking about them because things are constantly changing, and so, but some of the issues are the same, but the details and some of the surroundings of that issue are changing. So let's update people a little bit on right now, why should people invest in the market if it's going down?
Yeah, so the market has been going down. It kind of peaked in early January, and it's been sort of going down ever since. And I think a lot of people's emotions get in the way of their best interests when we're talking about things like this. Because at the end of December, I was hearing, why on earth should I invest if the market is so high? And now I'm hearing, why on earth should I invest if the market is going down? And it's really difficult to kind of pull back and look at the big picture. So one of the things that I was telling people in, you know, March and April of 2020 is, do you really think that the market highs that we saw last month are the highest it's ever going to be in your life? And when people start thinking about things that way, they're like, oh, no, probably not. So now as we're looking at this, do you really think that the highs in January are the highest the market is ever going to be in your life? Probably not. In general, the market goes up. So while the market is going down right now, and maybe you won't catch it at the bottom, it's still a great time to invest because it's likely that the market will go back up eventually. Maybe not soon, but eventually.
Okay, and inflation has been a topic for so many. It's talked about all the time. There are a lot of concerns about it. What's happening with inflation? Tell people.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, inflation just keeps going up. We had thought it peaked couple months ago, and now this last week we found out that it went up again to 9.1%. So people are really kind of worried about that as well. There are a couple of things to keep in mind with this. Part of inflation involves house prices and it involves gas prices. Those are two things that we're actually seeing starting to come down a little bit. So we don't know. I mean, Biden referred to this, the inflationary numbers, as being a little stale, and whether that's correct or not, I'm not sure. But the numbers could start coming down. We have another Fed move that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. They might move up 0.75%. They might actually move up 0.5%, which would be a very historic move. And one thing that we need to keep in mind is, as they are doing the best they can to start getting these inflation numbers to go down, it's not going to happen right away. This is something that on average takes about 6 months. So people are not going to see dramatic changes right away, but these are the things that the Fed needs to put in place in order to help us start to bring inflation down. So yes, it's going up. Yes, people are buying different things right now, but just kind of keep in mind that efforts are being put in there to get things to start going down.
Okay, and like you said, so many people seeing that in things that are related to their daily lives, like housing, like gas prices, like different things like that. With all of that, worries about the recession, what should people be focusing on right now, Sue?
I think it's a great time for people to take a step back and really focus on the foundation. So what is your income? What are you spending your money on? It's a great time, if you haven't done this for a while, it's a great time to start to track your spending. People are spending on different things because the pandemic is sort of winding down. We can't really say it's gone, obviously, but it's sort of winding down. And so people are starting to spend money on experiences. People are still buying things. People are buying services. And it's a great time to take a step back and just track to see where all that money is going. I can guarantee you, if you put together an assumption of where your money is going, it's wrong, because we're always wrong. I am with you on that. I was wrong when we put our budget together as well. So it's a great time to take a couple months, start tracking where every dollar is going, and really figure out if the money that you're bringing in is going out to the places that you want it to go and where you're saving, and just focus on what you can actually control. Because when the world is crazy and you feel like you're completely out of control, it's nice to be able to control the things that you can.
I like that approach, definitely, as you're looking at it. And the other thing I think, you know, that's important is, especially with the strain and stress and other things that have been put on so many people with everything that's been happening, is doing things that help, that you enjoy. Like, if you're going to spend some money, make sure it's on something you also enjoy as well, because that can kind of help brighten the day, brighten the spirits a little bit, and maybe help us get through these challenging times that are emotionally and all kinds of taxing in so many ways on all of us.
Absolutely. I sent out my quarterly letter to my clients earlier this week, and one of the things I put at the end was encouraging people to go out on an awe walk. So just go out, enjoy nature, see what you can see, because it's going to start to brighten your mood. We all get trapped in all of the little day-to-day things that are happening right now, and it's really good to make sure that you do things that you really enjoy to help brighten your spirits.
I know it seems like simple advice, but it's something we often forget, I think, Sue. One thing that Sue doesn't forget, doing your daily yoga, staying fit, and staying financially fit. That's Sue Pack, Evolution Financial. Again, check her out at evolutionfinplan.com. Thanks for your time and for your support, Sue.
Thank you so much, Jason.
We will be back on the other side of the break. It's halftime here on Let's Get Local. Catch you in a few minutes.